There's a wonderful old movie called The Scarlet and the Black, and it's kind of ironic because it's a black and white film, but it's a great movie, and if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It follows the story of an Irish priest working in the Vatican during World War II, Monsignor O'Flaherty. And of course, Rome is occupied by the Nazis. The Jews are being rounded up. People are being persecuted. And Monsignor O'Flaherty, in addition to his work in the Vatican, is out in the city trying to hide them, to raise money, to protect and defend people, putting his life on the line. And it's a true story, but the movie's kind of humorous because they know he's doing this, and so he's been confined to the Vatican, and you see him sneaking out as like a janitor or sometimes dressed as a nun to get out and go into the city so that he can do this work. Towards the end of the film, the commandant of the occupying forces, the German commander, and he have an encounter. The Allies are on their way. Rome is about to fall again to be liberated. And the German commander asks Monsignor O'Flaherty to get his family out of Rome. And he says, "You? You think I should help you? Look at how many people you've hurt. Look at what terrible things you have done. That's the last thing on earth I want to do." And he storms out. Turns out later he actually did do what the commandant asked him to do. That German officer was arrested, with good cause, thrown in an Italian prison, and Monsignor O'Flaherty continued to visit him, eventually baptizing him in that prison as he converted to Catholicism. In our gospel today, Jesus has what I think are the hardest words for his disciples. And we talk about cafeteria Catholics picking and choosing which teachings they like, which ones they don't, especially when it comes to morality. But almost all of us, at some point, forget this one. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Jesus doesn't say here, if it's convenient, if you feel like it. He doesn't say, it would be nice if you might think about this. No, he says, love your enemies. That is a command. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Jesus is not somebody who is just some nice hippie out to make everybody feel good, and shouldn't we all be nice? We know that forgiveness is hard. Anger is like a poison that we take and hold in our hearts, hoping it hurts the other person. It does no good. But we also know it's hard to get rid of. When someone hurts us, our first instinct isn't usually to give them a hug or to invite them over for dinner. We may not like someone we have forgiven. Forgiveness is a choice. Along with all of our sins, what we choose to do is more important than how we feel. It doesn't matter if you don't like that person. Can you choose to pray for them? To pray for what they need, that God would bless them, that God would help them to find peace, perhaps, for having hurt you? Do you choose to help them out if they're in need, even if they've hurt you? Even if you don't feel like it, even if there's not that warm, fuzzy feeling and, oh, let's sing kumbaya together. That's what Jesus is talking about. That's what Monsignor O'Flaherty went through. I don't want to help you. You've hurt so many people. Why on earth should I do this? But that's God's command to us. That's the kind of love Christ shows for us. The words of Jesus from the cross are some of the most condemning we could ever hear. As he's hanging there on the cross, he prays, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Our God praying from his torture and death on the cross for our forgiveness, for the people who have done this to him. That changes hearts. That changes the world. I also love that Catholicism is rooted in reality too, right? So what we do has impacts on the world. Think about the people who have hurt you. You don't want to help them. You don't want to be nice to them. They've hurt you, right? But somebody who is good to you, who's gone out of their way to love you, you want to do good for that person. So we have two choices, right? We can either continue to perpetuate the violence, the anger, the hatred. They've hurt me, so I'm going to hurt them, so then they hurt me again, and on and on and on it goes. But if you show mercy to that person, do something kind for someone who's hurt you, it's incongruous. Our brains don't know how to deal with that. We're like, why am I being a jerk to this person who's still so kind to me, who loves me, who is good to me? Maybe we ask ourselves that about Christ too. Why do I keep sinning? Why do I keep not trusting when God has been so good? When I can rush to that confessional 8 hours in any given week and be forgiven for whatever I've done, and I keep going out to do it again? Forgiveness, the choice to love the other person, breaks that cycle of sin and violence. And how much better would our world be if we actually listened to Christ? If we took his command seriously? If we didn't say, well, that's a nice thought, but they really hurt me. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is what we are called to do. This is what the Lord has commanded of us. And this is the measure with which we will be judged, Christ tells us at the end of this reading. The measure with which you forgive, with which you choose to love, with which you choose to do good even to those who have hurt you. That changes hearts. That changes the world. Not only in that movie did that man convert, but we've seen it in real life. Pope John Paul II was the subject of an attempted assassination, shot 4 times. He chose to go to visit that man in prison, to forgive him in person. He wrote and met his mother and family afterwards. And when he was eventually released from prison, that man was changed. His heart had been converted. He considered John Paul II his good friend and wrote him letters wishing him well when he was suffering from Parkinson's. Our choice to forgive, our choice to love, changes the world. Brothers and sisters, may we hear the words of Christ from the cross ringing in our head. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Those should convict us. Sometimes condemn us, right? Because we don't do that. But it shows us who we are called to be. It's not about warm fuzzies. It's not about liking everyone. It's about choosing the good for the other, especially when it's hard. May we be true Christians, taking every word of the gospel to heart and hearing Christ's call today, a call to love, a command to love, and knowing that by that measure, we will be measured. As we strive for the kingdom of heaven, may we truly measure our life by the love of Christ on the cross. May we forgive as he forgives us, and see what a place our world can be if even a few people soften their hearts, choose to do good, and forgive one another.